This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Kiwis and Dragons, a D&D adventure from Aotearoa, New Zealand, the home of hobbits. Our intrepid party of adventurers consists of Duncan Dannett, a fighter with a heart of gold and a brain of turnip.
Alright, Grandma Dannett used to say, Duncan, don't count your chickens, because you can't count, and you haven't got any chickens.
Chicken.
Undra Vermis. A drowned necromancer with a fascination of death and a mystery to solve.
I put the fun in fungus.
Tish Dusklight, a gnome bard that sings like an angel and talks like a mugger in a dark alley.
Baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, except for the ones with herpes. Ain't no mine deep enough, although this one's challenging. Ain't no river wide enough where you could go swimming, Duncan, with the fishes to keep me away from a battle, yeah.
And Sjold Gunnvadsson, a war cleric who lets his hammer do most of the talking.
Bara en bok, jag ringer en klok.
Oh, yes.
Very much so.
Oh.
Yes.
On Tuesdays, though, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, I had one once, but the doctor thought of it.
Yeah. I had one, but the wheel fell off.
you join our group.
No, Skull's got to tell us what it means first.
Does he? Yeah, thought we knew.
There's more to being intelligent, just what you read from a book.
Oh, that's what I would say. Yeah.
What if you can't read from a book?
Yeah, that's why the wheels fell off.
Talking about wheels falling off.
Whee!
You join our group as they are cascading down a mining cart track, having made their way through a bat-infested cave.
Moist cave.
Nearly decapitating themselves on an overhanging stalactite.
Still giggling.
You thunder at speed Tish sliding down a friend's banister. Three.
Oh, yes, sorry. Flesh
Who's
bricks.
Up next to pick?
Oh, shoot, give it to me.
In my moist bat cave. Certain day.
Continue its momentum. All of you kind of slightly dazed and confused from hitting your head, apart from Duncan, who's just generally dazed and confused. The track leads into an open area, plateauing out. A cool breeze washes through the open space, just cooling your skin, a little bit cooler than just the general rush of wind. The noise of the cart starts to echo throughout this cavern, suggesting depth. Can someone please roll a speed check? So, Tish, that's you. Roll a d4, please.
D4, that's the triangles, right?
Yes, yeah. As you're into your second cave.
I rolled a four. Is it
yes,
the one
right.
at the
so
top?
So roll a four. Yeah, roll a four minus three. So that's going to be a one.
One.
As you move into your second straight cave, which is plateauing out. So you're now from level three back up to speed level four. You crazy? No, you're crazy fast.
So someone should put some brakes on?
Does anyone want to use their action to put the brake on?
No.
No.
Okay, cool. I've done what I could.
All right. So can I use another action to brake?
You can use your action to brake, absolutely.
No, this is too fast for me. And I roll a three.
So back down to, you like that speed three, don't you?
Tish on a banister.
Yeah.
Slippery when wet.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Sjold, you use your action to brake.
Yep.
Can the three of you please make a perception check?
Oh, what? Yeah, sure.
17.
Oh, for God's sake.
14.
Gold.
4. This has not been a good one for me.
Change the cavern. Change dice. The open cavern, the track, starts to move from solid rock onto a wooden base. And you can see an engineered kind of construct which spans a chasm in the middle of the chamber. very craftily engineered, it means that the rail can move across this gap and it continues out the other side. Duncan, you are the only one to notice that one side of the track seems to have a kink and it's almost like it's broken. You can all make a strength save to see if you can put the cart onto two wheels as you go over the broken part of the track. You don't get to help on this one because you broke.
Everyone lean right. We'll play what
no,
we
actually, I'll tell you what, yeah, you can join in, but
jelly
make it disadvantage.
Beans. We'll all squash to the right.
Whee!
What is it, strength check?
Strength check. I'm going to take everyone's total, and I'm taking the average of all four against the DC.
11?
So just roll a big one.
So you got an 11?
16!
I don't have any strength.
15.
Ooh.
I got a
10. Oh, it's a bit late than never.
Boom. You rock, boom, back, forward. You try and get the timing right. You lean in, and as you go, there's just not quite enough strength to lift the heavy cart as it hits the kink in the track. As it does, all four of you start to fall as the cart is tossed from the track and starts to fall down.
Who picked that bit of paper? That's what I want to know.
40 feet down. You'll have an hour. If you wish to do something right now, you can do.
Can I try and grab onto the track?
Make a dexterity save. Anyone else?
So we're completely left the cart.
Yeah, you kind of bump out and you're in midair at the minute, falling down.
And we could land 40 feet beneath us.
Yeah.
Can I... hold on, reading.
Yeah. What'd you get?
13.
I'll say will that cover grab hold of the track.
Yeah, I'm also going to try and grab one.
Will that cover all of us?
Yeah. Could I as well?
Feather fall, yeah, you can do all of us.
I can do all of us because I'm choice.
But as you go to cast it, you see Duncan just reach for the track at the last moment and grab on successfully.
So just us?
You can do the same if you wish, or you can wait and do it.
I'm going to try and grab the check.
Dexterity saving.
Oh, you dread. Oh, we grab.
Do your dex roll first, and then if you fail, you can always fail.
14.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm good.
19.
I got 14 plus, and I'm 19.
You all managed to, as you kind of bumped out of the cart kind of wobbles, joins back on the track, and just kind of careers down. The weight that is now taken over it means that it slowly starts to slow down. All four of you are now hanging from the side of the rail over a 40-foot drop, slowly lifting yourself over the back onto the track. Good job of avoiding the 40-foot fall.
So, has the cart stopped?
It's about 20 feet in front of you just before the exit to this cabin.
So, can we, like, shimmy along the track to...
Absolutely, yeah.
To get to it again.
Yeah.
Or can we just drag us up? Isn't there, like, tracks and it's got those wooden pieces that we can walk on?
Oh, yeah, no, it's easy enough to walk along to the cart.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's how far to the thing?
About 10 feet to the exit.
Oh, 10 feet to the exit. Good ride.
That was excellent.
All right, let's not do this again.
You get you get the impression that there's at least one more cave you've got to go through.
Right, everyone back in the car.
Whee!
Okay.
We're back to speed zero. That'll be fine.
Should I start pushing us?
No, you just jump in short, it'll be fine.
Are you sure? All right, I'll trust you because you're a dwarf. And
yeah, it's all gone swimmingly so far.
Yeah.
I'm having a very fun day.
You'll jump back in the car?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Push it forward. Get a bit of a run. Last one of you jumps in. You're back to zero, to speed one. As it... Moving into the last round.
This is as far as we need to go.
Relax, my friend. It's okay.
Well, slow and steady. Like the turtle.
Yes. Everybody's always talking about how much fun the turtles are.
Yes.
They taste good.
This chamber's going to be fun.
Yippee!
The track moves
we
into...
We might die.
The track...
Full of soft pillows for us to fall on.
Moves down a gradual decline, not picking up any speed, but doesn't it? Please, someone. Shold, roll a d4. Roll a speed check for me.
All right. You can have a speed check. 2.
2. That takes you to Tish, sliding down the banister again.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
As you move into a cavern...
We like it,
that ever so kind of consistently goes down, but there's an iridescent light creating this wonderful kind of purplish glow to the cavern. Clusters of various fungi in groups and sizes and shapes are dotted around the whole cavern. Would anyone like to break the cart?
No.
No?
I'm guessing everyone looking at me, so not touch it, so I won't touch it.
Well done.
Can all of you make a perception check, please?
Yes. Sure.
Because you're bullying me.
No, you do what you think is all.
19.
15,
2 is 17.
5!
Just the 10 for me.
5!
Okay. So, as you two, Tesh,
I'm Shol, on the up! Whee.
You do see in the far distance, very, very hard to see, something drops from the ceiling. Looks like could be a stone.
Rocks fall.
It could be
falling.
A small stone. Could be a drop of water.
Okay,
and
okay,
it just
that's
lands on a particularly round-looking mushroom. And in this kind of iridescent glow of light, you just notice a little bit of a haze as something from the mushroom. And you also see that there are a couple of these on the track ahead of you.
Oh, collect them. They might be from here.
So, can I get all of you to make a constitution saving throw? Duncan and Undra with disadvantage, because you didn't see what's going on.
Holding
as
breath.
The cart chugs through these mushrooms and spores just erupt.
16.
Oh, sheesh.
5.
6.
I got a 2 and a 3 and a 4.
6. I've got little lungs, surprisingly, for a bird.
11.
Oh, dear, that's one. It's a shoal. So, oh wow. You three take 12 points of poison damage.
Ooh,
so that's reduced
sure
to 6 for you, Duncan.
Yeah. Oh.
And you take half.
So six
as well.
We are dangerously low.
As you all
low
just kind
time.
Of. You do your best to hold the breath, but it just gets up your nose and the spores just stick to the back of your throat and you're kind of coughing as you go through. As you leave the cavern and the glow behind you.
Does it give me a little high?
No.
Oh.
But did you have fun in your fungi
chamber?
I'm
having a great fun.
You said you had fun in fungi.
Ah, yes.
That's good.
I have lots of fun in fungus.
Yeah.
Can I cast cure wounds on myself?
Well, as you go to do that, you move into a chamber and you notice that maybe 20 feet in front of you, what seems to be a very crudely put together wooden blockade, the end of the track is racing up.
Shol, put the brake on now.
Okay.
And do it good.
I'm good at stopping fun. 18.
Yes. Some sparks fly up his shoulders, puts all of his weight and might into this brake. Do you want to describe how it comes to a beautiful halt?
Yes. Like sparks fly and my hair blowing in the wind.
Nice.
So like, I'll save you. As like coming to a stop, like just a hair's width from crashing.
I've never been more aroused. Except for that
slightly
time.
Awkwardly, me neither.
Embrace it.
As you manage to avoid crashing into the barricade, you realise that you've been quiet, that the sparks were quite noiseless. And as everything settles, you can hear distant chatter from a number of caverns in front of you. A small alleyway leads into another area, which is lined on either side by floating globules of light illuminating the chamber in front. You can hear someone call out, Haggis, is that you? Did you bring those supplies we needed? As you hear movement coming towards you.
Seriously, though, can I have some cure wounds? Because I'm in a
predicament
in half.
Anyone else want to do anything really quickly?
I'll just shout, I've got the supplies. I'll be bringing them in just a moment.
Roll a persuasion check.
Spellcasting.
Or deception, either one.
Oh, that's not bad. 16.
I figured they were expecting a dwarf.
Do you need a hand? No, there's not that much. I can carry it myself.
Okay. Right. And the approaching figure kind of it stops. Movement kind of starts to move away from you. What would you all like to do?
Or right. Have you got, like, big heals that you can cast on all of us?
A big heal that's going to take at least 10 minutes or half an hour.
I could take it. Does it come with a massage?
I'm down for this. What is your spellcasting ability modifier?
Yours is wisdom. Is it wisdom for bard? No, charisma.
Charisma
for you.
I can do some smaller heals. All right.
Still
I'm going to cast a
state.
I cure wounds that you, Duncan. So you get 11 points.
Oh, like short.
Yeah, do you need more?
He's all right. You want to see what we're on?
Oh,
yeah, what are you at?
14.
Yep. Same. Just got myself there.
Oh, I've
just
nice. Got myself.
Yeah, well, Undra's going to get a heal.
Oh, thanks.
So it's probably a little bit of a neck
this
massage.
This was a bit.
Give me a rubbing.
Yes, you get 18 back.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Because I don't want to rub down Duncan.
Do you want to, like, sneak down, have a little look, maybe do your invisibility?
I think
thing,
I should really, really go invisible because this is quite frightening at this time.
I can give you a little heal if you want.
Yes, please.
Just a little one. 7.
Nice.
Right.
Of course.
This is all the help that Rowan will give us today.
Please, oh, okay. Praise him.
Your timing seems perfect.
Yeah. You cast invisibility.
I think I should cast the invisibility.
And then you could, like, sneak down, have a little look, see what's going on, eh?
Yeah. I've done that.
I wonder what could possibly be down there.
I wonder what.
So you cast the spell, and you kind of turn invisible, just like that. The first chamber isn't very large. You see quite clearly on one side three big cots, just with kind of blankets hewn over them. And there are two guards just chatting at the exit to this cavern. It's not big. It's maybe 30 feet across, 30 feet wide. And they kind of stand chatting at a 15-foot gap leading into a bigger cavern. Six globules of light light this smaller chamber, and you can see them leading into this second chamber where there are more voices and chatter coming from.
Have I got time to race across and look into the second one
and
get back?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to describe how you move across?
Like I just said, real fast and quiet.
Come on. Take a bit of it.
There's 30 by 30 in this thing, so I've got time to quickly run down the side and tippy-toe, tippy-toe, quiet. Not falling over anything or any cops. and peek into the secret.
That was so much more better than a run quickly.
Yeah, peeking.
Exactly. You kind of skirt by, and one of the guards turns around, and you just kind of stop dead still for a second and go, oh, you can't see me. You carry on going through and look into this larger chamber, which is lit with lights suspended hanging. Now, you see in the peripheral vision two more guards just to your right hand side. There is a person, a cloaked person, reading some books at a low table to your right. But what takes your kind of full attention is this large stone archway, which dominates the chamber. Strange glyphs and writing around its kind of main body, and similar glyphs carved into what is almost a perfectly flat stone floor, a rough kind of circle. Around the outside. The only thing that is in that circle is a good-sized warhammer just sitting almost at the kind of the middle of the archway.
I think I need backup, and I'd like to sneaky carefully back.
As you go to sneak carefully back, you hear a small kind of high-pitched voice. Edgar, come over here, please, and can you just look at the... I found some more things about this ruin. Come. Oh, I'll be over in a minute. And you look over, and from the low-pitched voice, a small gnome is, kind of with some strange goggles and some strange tools to their belt, is kind of leaning over some very large plans, scribbling down notes on the very far side of the cabin. Slowly move back to the group, and you tell them all of that.
Oh, my God, guys, we've got to get in there.
What uniform were the guards wearing? Are they like mine workers?
From what Tish describes, very clearly in the same outfit and livery of the guards. And as you go to start discussing this, are you coming or what? Are you bringing those supplies? Where are you? And you hear those footfalls slowly start to come back towards the entrance.
Should be ambushed.
Yeah, let's hide and be really quiet, and then we're trying to overpower him when he comes through.
We'll make a stealth check, please.
Well, I'm invisible.
So you. For this, you don't have to make one. You just stand super still against the wall.
I'm also going to stand super still against the wall with a 5.
In fact, make one with advantage. Oh.
You
can hear bombs and
So roll it twice.
Yeah, because that was terrible.
That is better. 16.
15.
Natural one for Duncan.
Oh, well, it fits.
As all of you are... as he walks in there, he looks around and completely doesn't see either of you two because you kind of have moved into the shadows and Tisha's just standing there stupid still. Like stupid good still. You kind of get caught between jumping in the... you try and tell me how you hide, failing miserably. You tell me
no,
what
no,
you did.
I don't understand. I'm going to stand against the wall really still.
Okay. Duncan, how are you trying to hide?
Right, I'm going to like be by the rock really still, but also I'm quite excited about the prospect of like this, so I'm also moving the axes, which is shaking me like plate mail quite a lot.
Yeah, and then he walks in and he just looks at you and he's like...
I'm just going to ignore him.
Who are you?
Hey. Oh, look, I've got something to show you.
He's backing up. James, we've got company, come on.
Get him.
He's got jobs. As he's standing there. What's going on? Let's roll initiative as the other one starts to move down.
Yes, and I'm going to say, get him!
11.
14.
10 for Duncan.
11.
Do I get to add anything?
Yeah, you're that one.
Oh, seriously, some days some people forget where they are. Oh, that's great. 11.
Who wants to go first, you or Undra?
Undra.
you got 10.
Because she's got more 10, fireballs yeah. than
underneath.
I've got. Yeah. I'm just so little. And invisible.
They got 3. So I'm going to say, as he runs in, you'll get to go. Shold, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and grab him and hold him up because I don't want to kill him because like it's a guard, so he's just doing his thing.
Make a grapple check.
And that's a 12.
And 19. So you got to wrap your arms around him and just like uses his spear to butt them out of the way.
Ow!
Oh.
Bonus action, anything else? Movement?
I don't know if we're... Oh, wait. Bonus action. I can make... Oh, no. That's a weapon attack. Oh, yeah. I'm going to use a weapon attack as my bonus action. Yep. Because he hit me with its spear.
Yeah, yeah.
12. No, wait. 12.
No, it doesn't. And again, you got to strike and bats it away. Yeah. Undra, you're up.
Crossbow.
On deck. I'll say with advantage because he didn't see you.
I hope. Oh, that's better. 13. 18.
That hits.
4.
Nice. And he's like, kind of looks over in your direction and sees you as you just kind of move out. A little help out here, please! Tish, you're up.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, unless movement, bonus action.
No.
Okay, you're up. Duncan, you're on deck.
So can I see the other guy yet?
You could move easily enough to see him coming. So.
Cool. And the moment I do something, I become visible again?
Attack, yeah, if you attack.
I'm getting up. I'm going to. I'm just going to take a step to the left and... Oh, if I run at him really fast and pull out my... Which is sharper, my rapier or my dagger?
Both pretty sharp.
Oh, but one...
Rapier.
Rapier. And stab him.
Okay,
please,
make your attack. With advantage, because you are invisible.
So that means...
So roll twice, take the highest.
11...
As soon as you attack, the spell
11.
drops.
11 plus that 6 makes it 17.
That hits.
And then do a d8 plus 3.
That's right.
Oh, hold on. That's the fun, fancy one again. 6.
Nice. It's like, where did you come from?
Over there.
Duncan, you're up.
Right. I don't really want to kill them because they're just doing their job, but I think we've... down the route of having to do that now, so I'll run into him as well.
Okay, make your attack.
Oh, so that's a 19, which is a crit for me.
That'll hit.
Oopsie.
Bye, guys.
We'll chuck them down the ravine and no one's going to know.
So that's 18 damage on my first axe.
How do you want to kill him?
Well, slightly sadly, really. But
apologetically.
Sorry about this, and just like swack him with the axe.
With a crit, if you want, you can do you can knock him out if you wish to.
Well, no, I think we've gone past that stage now. I think everyone's going to have to die.
I'll face this, your necrotic axe.
He's got some crossbow bolts in him.
So I'll just finish him off, and then I'll run in and put my other two into the other one, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, more Duncan.
Oh, mate.
So that was a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
So that's 7 damage. And then the last hit, 20-something to hit as well. So that's another 11.
as you run in, wielding your axes. Chop once, chop twice, you kind of like a massive chunk taken out of his upper thigh. The second axe you just bury deep with all your strength into his kind of soft belly, and he just bends, like doubles over and just falls away, looking at you, dropping his spear onto the ground and falling on one of the cots. The crash from the fall, you see two other guardsmen just kind of move around the corner and they're like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
I'm just killing your friend, sorry about that.
You hear a second voice like, "Wait, stop them, don't let them come in here." I'll say there's two attacks on you. Can you just move those two guards not any closer, but just so they're facing Duncan? So I have a 15 and a natural 20.
Yeah, the natural 20 will hit.
You take 7 points of piercing damage. Not a very good roll. As you kind of like, and you kind of the upper thigh, the bolt just kind of goes quite deep and stings. The other one just shoots over and just ricochets off into the cavern behind all of you. Can you make Shold a wisdom saving throw, please?
I can. I rolled a 2, so that brings it to 9.
In that kind of moment of like, Duncan's running off, you're getting ready, your mind just starts to fog over. You are felt drawn by all the power in the world to what is in the other chamber.
Oh man, here we go.
Can you, on your next round, please use your full movement and action to get as close to that as possible?
Yes. I'm thinking about Valkyrie.
Guess who's up next?
Now I'm in Harpies.
So, Shold, you'll go.
Right. Jakomer, vänta.
Well done, Shold. That's good. Getting into the action. I like to see that.
As you move past the chamber, you hear a voice from behind you, off, it's kind of muffled. It says, "Jesus, stop him! Don't let him get near the rune circle!" Undra, you see Shold run off, brave as brave can be. What do you do?
Look at him. He's so beautiful. I'm not in running distance from the other two, am I? Too far away?
You can you use your movement. So you can get to them. It depends what you want to do.
Yeah. I want to run that way, as far as I can get, and then crossbow the one closest to Shold.
So you can get to, say, there, you move in this side of Duncan, get
okay.
The best shot.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Oh, I'm going to die. 9.
Yeah, just kind of the bolt flies past the head of the guard who is looking at Shold, and no more than 3 feet, it just shatters in thin air as this ripple of energy, kind of a kind of amber and opaque energy, just ripples and just and then dissipates into nothing.
It's the shield.
Anything else? Movement, action, bonus action?
Just try and move into the dark, if there's any dark by the walls.
Okay. You move yourself up against...
Or hide behind the guy on the floor.
It's not really a bonus action, so...
No, okay.
Okay. It's like, woo, put your hands over your eyes.
I just squat.
As, before you go, this individual is going to look at Shold and he's going to use his movement. And you see a cloaked figure, like what Tish described, move out. Look at you, goes, who are you? What are you doing here?
You're full of questions. What are you doing here?
He looks around and he's like, no one sent you. Clearly. Fine. You've seen what is down here. You will not live to tell anyone of our secrets. And he's going to cast Fireball.
Oh, buddy.
Can I get a dexterity saving throw from you three, please?
I think now might be the time that I decide to use my inspiration on this one, I think.
Okie dokie.
Oh, I didn't need it because I rolled really well on the first one. But anyway... Better safe than sorry.
Indeed.
A natural 20.
Cool. Oh, no.
22 for me.
22?
What am I doing? Dexterity.
Oh. Yeah.
7. 7.
That's a fail.
Can I have a reaction?
No. What's your reaction?
I've got the shield.
Don't make any difference to fireball.
Or Misty Step.
No.
But that's a bonus action.
So it's 9, 10, 12. Oh, it's better.
Better sharpen my pencil.
25. That's 30 points of fire damage. You take all 30. You two take half, so 15, because you both save. As this ball of fire just kind of like erupts from his outstretched hand, and just kind of oops and just lands in between all of you. Fills the cabin and just kind of rolls around the ceiling.
That's a distinct possibility.
I'm nearly dead. Mm-hmm.
Tish, you're up.
Sheesh. Okay. Sorry. In the excitement, if what happened when she did her thing? It doesn't pass past them.
It missed and it hit the dome here and shut it.
It's like there was this invisible dome. So it kind of hit. It just went.
Cool. That's further than I thought it was. Awesome. So I should rush my tiny little self up to Undra and Duncan and cast a cloud of daggers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. At the thing.
At the.
That's the closest, eh? That would be the smartest.
Okay.
To there.
Yeah, I think the flaming hands guy.
Yeah, I cast him. Which.
So that's. Cool. So as you cast the spell, the air fills with this multitude of spinning daggers surrounding him in a 5-foot kind of cube on all sides, centered on him. So can you roll 4d4? That's slashing damage.
The little ones, right?
Yep. The spells area.
I'm going to do.
Oh, well, no, actually, hold that. Roll it on the start of his next turn.
Okay.
Which is there. So basically, as he moves into it,
when does it become a third level?
When you cast it at third level.
Okay. One day we'll explain. Next game, explain that to me.
Got that. Have you got a third level spell slot?
I don't know. Seriously, I want to, but I don't know.
No, I don't think you do yet.
I haven't put anything in there.
No. All good. So that's it. Bonus action.
Oh, crap.
Inspiration.
I feel like I need to throw some inspiration on
that's
my
That's a great
friend.
Idea.
I feel like, sorry, I went out of my character and that doesn't help.
Duncan, get up on your up on deck next. So who are you inspiring? And
oh, so Duncan's up next. I should probably inspire him to save our asses because I don't think my inspiration's going to save your ass right now. I mean, I want
my
it to.
My ass is a little bit on fire.
Yeah.
My ass is on fire.
The DM takes out the inspiration award this evening. Yeah. I think it's done. No. Oh, cool.
So who are you? So are you aspiring? Who are you going to?
I think Duncan, because you're fighting next, bro.
Yep.
Bro, we're getting serious damage now.
We're getting serious now.
So how'd you inspire him?
Just tell him he's a lovely person. And I had a song and it's gone. Yeah, no, it's good. Quick. Oh, no, that one sucks. All right, little dude. Yes. Hit them with your best shot. Why don't you hit them with your best shot? Or one of your three amazing X's, especially a big skewy nuclear mantle one. Hit them with your best shot. Fire away. So I'm a bit nervous.
Awesome. Sorry, take inspiration. It's a D8 now, isn't it? Or is it D6?
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Mark your inspiration off. Off there. Duncan, you're up.
Right. So.
We must have done that one this morning.
I can reach that wizard guy, can I? 5, 10, 15, 20,
25.
Yep.
Yeah, so move in.
So I'm going to run in. Do I take damage from Tish's cloud of daggers?
It's a 5 feet.
Could fit on the third fence on a point you choose, a creature. Yes, you do.
So stop 5 so feet. Stop shoot. 5 feet before.
It's 5 feet, so within 5 feet, which is melee.
Yeah. So what is it?
44. So Tish, can you roll 44?
Okay, that's these ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool triangles. Do I add them?
Yes.
Or give it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4, 5, 6. Sorry. No. 6. And 10. 9, 10.
Points of slashing damage to Duncan as you run in.
So will he take that 10 as well on his turn? Is it roll again?
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
That's all right.
So go for it.
Sheesh.
Right, I'm going to ignore the daggers and just try and hit this mage because he set fire to me and I don't like that. But I've got inspiration, haven't I?
Yeah,
you do.
Sweet.
So I rolled 2 twice. Oh. Inspiration.
It was shit inspiration.
At least it wasn't a 1 though. Yeah. So that misses on the first axe.
And don't forget you've got your bardic inspiration to add if you want to.
Because remember there's greenstone inspiration.
You used your greenstone inspiration.
Oh, sorry, that was that one, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I thought I had advantage. I got confused myself there.
No, that's all good.
So 2... Am I going to do that? 2, 9... No, I think that'll sting. I'll probably still miss on a 2, so I'll just try again. Oh, that might be slightly better. 6. Does a 13 hit?
It does, but as you feel that it's going to just poink, he's going to use his reaction to cast shield.
Oh, sucky. Oh.
So that means that misses.
Okay, and the third attack. It's a 2 as well.
Oof.
Rubbish.
Right, it looks like you need to buy new dice, you know?
Where would I buy some new dice from then?
I highly recommend Lovecraft Games in the Napier.
Is that that really good game shop in Napier?
It is.
That's so cool.
Do they sell dice?
They do sell
dice. I heard they sell board games as well.
They do sell board
they
games.
They do.
They sell pretty much all the cool stuff you could ever want.
All the
want.
Cool stuff.
Oh. They run by that really handsome man called Chester.
Yes,
the ladies
it is.
Love the yes. Chester. Yeah.
I've seen him before with his hair flying behind his
back. Everywhere.
Oh, I replay it again. I have a sketch of it. Would you like to see?
Pineapple.
talking of cool things, D&D. So.
Right, but I think I'm going to see it. I could action surge, but he's cast his shield, so I'm still going to be like disadvantage on that. So I think I'll just leave that for the moment, but I will do my second wind because I'm getting hammered here.
Yep.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way, no.
So, first of all, we're going to try and do a grapple against you. That right. one there is going to try and stop you. So make a strength or a dexterity check versus a 12.
All right, I'm going to do a strength because I'm barging forward and I rolled a 4.
That's enough. So as you get to the very end, you kind of see that that kind of that line where and this call to you.
Does this count as an attack roll?
No, not really. It's more of a grapple. So.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because otherwise I'm going to use my channel divinity to get plus 10.
You can do that if you wish.
Yes.
Because you're being drawn to Rowan and this thing is just like urging you forward and you just add 10 to that and just as he gets his arms around you, you're like, you won't keep me from this. It's just this kind of urge, this intense urge to just keep moving forward and you just break the grapple at the last minute and keep your momentum going as you shrug him off. The other one is just going to see you two, Tish and Undra, and is going to look at you, little Tish.
As we die.
It's going to be a 8 to hit as a crossbow bolt.
Is it 8 on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, nah.
As it just clatters, it flies above your head, clatters against the back of the stone wall.
I'd like to flick my finger at him because I'm very disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just what happens.
Cool. Like, he is going to...
He should seriously think about his action and his manners.
Yeah, his actions will have consequences.
Yes, it's very rude.
Those consequences will be hostile.
Can you just move that? Can you move the little wind gnome up to the... behind the boxes? None of you see him as... that's hidden, so... Shold. Can you make another wisdom saving throw, please?
I can. Hopefully I can roll properly this time. That's a 7 on the roll, so that brings it to 14.
Nah. So that urge just intensifies. The closer you get there, you look up at this stone archway, and to you, the glyphs carved into it are almost glowing. And as you move forward, you hear a, how did he do that? And this gnome that was hiding, you could see in your peripheries, just stood up in a gasp and just pointing at you in shock as you move forward. You just pass through this kind of barrier just as it just glows and you step into this circle. And as you do, all the noise in the cavern just is muffled. And you hear something in your head. Finally. Someone worthy of the challenge. Now, if you wish to pass through the warrior's gate, you must take on me. Can you... put him, stand him up, please. As this giant stone guardian just materializes, and he actually is wielding the hammer that was standing still alone, not seconds before. As you now enter the the circle, the compulsion as it was lifts from you. You see kind of what stands in front of you, and you go to move back, and the shield just kind of bars your way. It's solid.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking about running away, because this is a warrior's challenge.
Duncan, in your vision over here, you see Shoal just pass through, and as he does, this kind of glimmer of energy And you hear this vroom as the mage in front of you just kind of looks back all of a sudden and is like, hey, what? Hey, and just kind of refocuses on you. It seems, you get the impression that no one's been able to do that.
That's right, Shold. I've probably got this handled. You just go and do that, mate.
You get an attack roll, Shold. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to break some rocks.
Yeah.
And that's a nat 20.
Oh!
Swing your hammer out.
Rowan smiles.
You can't just charge in. Roll your damage.
So that's going to be 17 damage.
Nice. As your hammer connects, you hear this kind of crack, and you draw it back, and you hear this as the crack in the stone starts to knit back together and solidify again.
Ooh. Well, that's why we've got a bonus action, so we can swing again.
Do it.
That's a 19 on the dice.
Yeah, that
so
hits.
That's a 24.
Yeah, that hits for all your damage. Andre, you're on deck.
5 damage.
Nice. And again, you just bring your hammer down. It's a solid hit. Little kind of chunks and dust just fall away. And as you draw it back, there's some damage there, but not all that much. And it's a little kind of disheartening. It was 2 pretty good strikes. Andre, you're up.
Fireball.
Fireball?
Fireball.
Fireball. Whereabouts?
In that general direction over there.
I'm kind of guessing that you want to not get Duncan?
Eh.
You don't care? Awesome. So that's a dexterity saving throw. Is that fireball, the big
fireball,
one?
Fireball, so yes. It's a big one. The big ball.
Big yes. ball. So that's a 3 for the mage and 5 for one of the guards. And a 9, 11 for the other guards.
So that was 20, not natural.
So that's 3 fails and 1 save for Duncan, I imagine.
Okie dokie. Target takes 2, 4, 6, 8d6 damage. So is this for all of them, the damage? Or
yeah, roll, yeah. All, yeah, roll all 8 and
yeah,
count
that will get everyone.
Oh, that was pretty 5. Then 15, 20, 25, 26.
26, so half of you, that's 13. That's gone, it's gone, and he's looking pretty average. Cool, so the ball just erupts in the same way, and just lifts and almost reaches the ceiling as it engulfs everyone and just kind of fades just in front of you. Duncan's steaming, you see the mage burnt and kind of torched on one side here, singed. Clothes kind of on fire. You see the 2 guards that were behind him collapse dead on the floor, and you can see the vigil of Shold running in to face a mighty stone golem, just with this kind of behind this this kind of amber glow of the force of the protective shield.
I could go off you, mage.
I'll tell you this little ass first, and then you're mine, witch.
You take me for dinner first.
Yep, they're all gone.
Get over here and help me, will you?
Mages go.
He takes 10 points of damage.
Damage, he does. So, ooh, it's looking pretty average now.
I'm not looking too grand myself, I have to be honest.
Oh. Well.
Do you have, like, heels as part of your inspiration?
No.
I'm very boring. Going to cast.
Yeah, I'm very basic. I'm going to cure wounds. That's all I got. That's all I can throw.
Can you move him? 5, 10, 15, 2. Just maybe up next to the little halfling. Maybe just the other side of the table. As he casts Misty Step, and just appears out of your range, Duncan. Unfortunately, that's going to be that. That's his goal.
How bad are you?
And then he's actually going to move his. Can you? Yeah, actually, that's fine for him. So, Tish, you're up.
I've got 6. How big cure wounds can you throw? Is it only one person at a time?
Cure, and you've got a touch with cure wounds.
Right.
You could cure Undra, could you?
Yeah, I can throw some cure wounds at Undra. I'll touch you.
I touch my friend.
She likes it.
the G8. Does she?
Yes. She's very open-minded.
So that's the...
Is he gone?
It's not inappropriate touching that we're doing. I'll just point that out.
I don't know what you've done with
it. We would make it, though.
That was my 8.
Oh, I borrowed it.
Was it any good for you?
Cool.
I haven't rolled it yet, but you have a go.
Cool. Duncan, you're up on deck. We'll see after
this. What do I add to that?
charisma.
Oh, yep. Charisma.
Is it a 5 or a 6?
No, it's not that one. So.
Oh, sorry, that one. 6.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
So that's how many points she gets of life, of happiness.
Absolutely. Awesome. And so, bonus action for you, any movement?
Oh, there's no ridges in here.
No.
Can I, how far away? 5, 10.
You've got all the rocks in the world to jump up on.
Yeah.
Made especially for
I'm a bit tuckered.
Could you sing a song of inspiration for Shold? Because he's battling that big monster in the middle.
Will it penetrate?
Shold.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, son of a...
He's quite uptight.
It's all the swamps.
You're just going to have to find out yourself whether it penetrates or not.
Yeah. Damn it, where's that one I had in the car? There was a really nice one I wanted to give you, and it's gone. Right, so anyway, I'll just cast one at him. Yes, I move it. Here I go. Mm-mm.
You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that skull, watch that sing, dig in and smash and brew.
Take an inspiration, that's all. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
It wasn't the one I wanted, but I couldn't remember the words.
I will be ducking and jiving.
Yeah, jive, yeah.
Duncan, you're up.
Right, can I get to the mage? I've got 25 movement.
Yes, you can.
Right, I'm going to run into the mage and clobber him.
Okay. Do you want to, just with bearing in mind the terrain, do you want to describe how you get over there to clobber him?
What I want to do is, I want to jump onto that table and run along it. I want to kick some of those books off as I go along, because books are no good for no one. And then fly at him with my axes spinning.
Yep, cool. So as you run in, you dive in, and as you kick one of the books, you kick one in his direction. Nice. So much that it just, like, he gets kind of like, goes to catch it. And I'll say for that, you can have advantage on the first attack.
Ooh.
Nice. Just momentarily awesome. Distracted to try and save him. Look!
Well, that's good, because, advantage, I roll 2 9s. How rubbish is that? So that's a 16 to hit.
Which?
Would hit if he didn't do his shield.
He is going to cast shield, and it does mean it doesn't.
How does he have time to do that and catch a book soon?
Have you used your bardic inspiration?
No, I haven't. So what did I say wrong? That was a 9. That was a 16.
So add a DA.
Yeah, let's give it a crack with the DA and see if we get enough. Oh, 19.
That hits.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Tish.
Please, you're welcome. Just for the last moment, a little burst of. You hear this kind of fine note of music.
Good
as
work, Shoulder, for reminding me.
Go, buddy!
Shatters the shield.
12 damage on that one.
How do you want to kill him?
Oh, yes!
What race was he?
He is a human.
I was only human, so I just whip his head off nice and clean.
Oh,
so
then we can play puppets.
You dive over, and as you kick the book, in the last minute, you kind of swing your axe, and as that blue arcane kind of shield just kind of seems to clip the and stop the axe momentarily, that kind of fine high pitched note of music just shatters it, and the axe cleaves through. As it hits his neck, there's this moment of surprise as he realizes, ah, crap, and the head just like, and you hear this from the little gnome engineer who's yet to attack or do anything aggressive towards any of you.
Not so magic now, are you? Right, I'm gonna throw the other axe at the little gnome engineer.
Oh.
Well, the thing is, you can't leave any light witnesses now.
No, don't. How did he do that? How did he end there?
That's a 10 to hit.
Doesn't hit as you're momentarily distracted by the little gnome. Just like, no, don't hurt me. How did he get in there? And he's pointing to Shold, who is now in depth of battle. And as you have that conversation, Shold, that's going to be 19 to hit.
Oh, the blip.
Cool. So from the first of two attacks from the creature, that's going to be 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
And from the second attack, that's going to be a 25 to hit.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's going to be 9 points of bludgeoning damage. As two solid hits, whoop, boom, onto you.
How much did you say?
9.
And I'm just going to skip straight to your go. You've got an attack.
No, I don't.
Are you unconscious?
I'm on 0.
You're on 0.
Yeah.
As you fall, the creature looks out and grabs you, and just as you kind of feel, vision starts to fade. you see this massive Goliath just, and the hammer just slams down next to your head, and you just feel this kind of channeling of warmth just through you. So you take 8 points of healing back, and the stone golem just looks at you as you all just look onward in silence as you see Shoal just like take a massive hit, one and then two, and almost collapse, and it looks like he's going down to the floor unconscious. Green energy emits from this massive warhammer which is laying on the floor by his head, and then you see Shoal just sit up. The stone golem just, well fought to run in and attack me shows bravery. The fact that you passed the circle shows belief in our master. Are you willing to take the warrior's path?
Well, I've always been on the warrior's path, but I didn't succeed in this challenge.
Oh, success does not always mean winning. Bravery, courage, heart. This is kind of like this kind of... this massive hand just comes and picks you up and helps you back up onto your feet.
Don't kind of whisper to the others, good job we didn't see him in that car then, didn't it?
I think he still smells of the shishi.
The golem steps aside. If you wish, feel free to pass through. Your god awaits. Your prize beckons. And he looks over and it's kind of like eyeless kind of face. Take your friends if you wish. Go alone. But no. Go now.
Oh, well, no one is nothing without his friends and brothers.
Oh, I'm up for it. Let's go and see what's the other side.
Yeah.
There's a little gnome watches as you beckon them.
Can we take the gnome?
Yes, I think we should take the gnome.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks to know stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I need of course we're going to have Queen with us.
Oh, yeah, no, I meant the other gnome. So you
walk through across the threshold, and as you do, there's this moment of kind of pressure, and you just move through. One, two... You two move up, and again you cross the threshold. And as you, Duncan, try and drag the gnome, the barrier breaks, and the golem says, "That one will not pass. She is not an ally of yours, only a true brother and follower." Now, as you move through, the gnome is unable to pass through. It seems that it can tell that it's not a real ally. But as the golem steps back, a shimmer, almost a liquid silver, appears now in the centre as the lights now just on the runes on the archway light up, and this is kind of almost like this vertical sea just rippling. Please pass through, make your journey.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk through.
As you walk through, you put your hand through. It's cold.
No, I just walk straight through.
And you pass through, and Shoal just moves through this ripple like he's jumping and walking into water and just disappears.
Can I run at it and do like a big dive, like I'm diving into water?
Oh gosh, here we go. And you do. Yeah. Dive in and just Superman through, and the two of you follow and disappear.
With the dance through. Do you want to dance through?
We'll dance through, yes. Yes.
And with that, you move to another realm. And we'll pick that up in another time. Thank you everyone for listening. Right on the cusp, we've got to go. Follow us on Kiwis and Dragons on Facebook and Instagram. And check out the website and follow us for where they're eventually.
Yeah, you've got to watch it on YouTube for like Scold's or Krista's reaction when Dan said there's three big cots, because I think he thought he said somewhere else. So it's worth just checking out the YouTube video just for that. Thanks everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good Christmas.
We'll be right back.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.